For many, Nashville's newest historical marker is more than a century overdue. About two blocks west of City Hall, the sign describes the Nashville Slave Market as a place of trauma, and it acknowledges the role of the enslaved in the founding and early development of the city. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
As dozens gather on a corner for the marker's unveiling, TSU history professor LaRotha Williams motions to the bus station where they're standing.
This has always been a transfer point. But 150 some odd years ago, people were forced to come here. They didn't have a choice.
Williams was joined by TSU President Glenda Glover and Fisk Professor Revis Mitchell in describing the grim and humiliating commerce that used to play out at 4th and Charlotte. It is a story that explicitly links slavery and the city's early prosperity.
It literally began here on the backs of slaves who were sold on this very spot.
It also discusses one of the first great business opportunities in Tennessee. And that business was buying and selling people who looked like me.
What effect did the auctioneer's call have on them? When they heard them scream sold, how did they respond to the fervent prayers that they must have heard coming from these spaces?
Williams was encouraged by some of his students to push for the marker, and they and other officials joined in tearing off the plastic to reveal it. Nashville now has six markers that refer to the city's slaves, but Williams says those memorials have been slow to come.
I wonder what it reveals to us about us as a city and a state that it could take 153 years before we make a public statement that affirms their humanity.
Across Tennessee, there's been a push for more markers about all parts of African American history. And the director of the Tennessee Historical Commission says this commemoration of Nashville's slave market is the most important in a decade. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.